Hello, and welcome back to Missing Link on the radio. I am your host, 404 Missing Link, and we're in episode 4 of season 2. Season 2 is going really, really well so far, in my opinion. I'm really loving some of the new tracks in 2023. If you're new to the show, this is how it goes. You're inside A right now, which is where I break down a particular artist that I'm feeling at the moment. And then in a little while, I have side B, which is my hour-long mix of all my favorite tunes, all my favorite latest releases. So don't go anywhere after side A, after I turn over the tape, because you don't want to miss that. I'm going to start today with, just so I can explain about the artist and what's going on, we've got Black Origami by BES. This is actually on his brand new album, Black Origami, that came out last week. Super, super cool minimal tune. So I was looking for, you know, some new music, and as I do for every show, I go on TrackSource, go to the new releases, and just start listening to tracks and just keep going until I found enough tunes that I could fit into an episode. And lo and behold, it come along this guy called Nate Katz. Okay. I spoke to him yesterday. He's a guy originally from Santa Cruz, lives in LA now. And it sounds like, you know, he's just dropped this brand new release, which I think is really cool. I think it's really cool because I'm not used to hearing this kind of sound from US artists. I'm used to hearing this more from, you know, people in Europe. So this is really cool. It's almost like a European sound a little bit coming from a US artist. So that's gonna be the focus of the tunes here inside A this week. Which is quite cool. When I was talking to him yesterday, you know, I was asking him, you know, how long did it take to make the track. I'm pretty sure the title track is I'm Happy, he said the track here, you know, it came out in a few hours, which I think is very impressive just off the bat. You know, just a few hours, you know, very casual. Oh, I just hit this out in a few hours, and man, this is a really good tune as well. Nice one, BES. And he said had a fair bit of tweaks and changes after playing it out a couple of times. So, you know, really, the tune is originally how we hear it, I assume, with a few tweaks and changes. Before we get into his tunes, it's important that you go and support the guy. So he's going to be best found on Instagram. And he's just Nate Katz DJ on Instagram. Super easy to find. Alternatively, you can go on the blog post that I'm going to be accompanying this episode with, and you'll be able to find information about him and various links to where you can find his stuff. First one I'm going to mix in here is a track called Sine Waves. Really like this one. Probably the most downbeat track on the entire release, and this is on Rawsome Deep, which is a label I know very, very well. I've bought plenty of tunes off this label, so I'm definitely hurting on the old bank account with these guys, Rawsome Deep. Without further ado, I'm going to mix this in for you. Let's have a listen. Really nice bass line in here. Super gritty bass line on this one. This sounds like something straight off, PRV Records, something that I'd hear straight out of Netherlands or Germany. This is really cool, man.
Start with something pretty simple. Here are the simple things we start with. There are five of them. simplest one of all is something that any lab technician must have seen at one time or another. It's called a sine wave. It's very smooth, very smooth-like.
Yeah, super, super nice track. Sounds a lot like something like MHI would put out or something really, really cool like that. And I love the you know, tape recording of, you know, whatever that that voice or spoken word was. Just really cool. Yeah, it takes me back, man. It takes me back a long way to stuff like off Brownwood Records or the old school sort of deep house stuff. Really cool. And speaking of tapes, you know, I like to ask, like, what's the one thing, you know, artists couldn't do without? And for him, it was the plug-in off the old Studer A800 tape recorder, which really allows you to get really good mixes very, very easily between all your different tracks when you make a tune. And you can hear it here. You get that punchy bass and everything just kind of sits just right in the mix. So I can understand why he couldn't do without it. Really cool plug-in. Up next, we're going to play Cloud, which is, it's got a similar sort of feel with vocal in it. I really like the way Nate uses a lot of vocal and spoken word and lyrics to supplement his tracks. I think it, sometimes it kind of helps bridge the gap, I think, for some people that might not fully appreciate minimal or more minimal techno type music, where, you know, it's just beats and just bass line. I think sometimes it's really good to have spoken word in there that bring people that might not necessarily appreciate this kind of genre. Definitely more subtle beat arrangement in this one. Here comes the bass line. I'm a sucker for those synth pads, you know. People that know me know that I like Chris Dussey, fucking great deal, and he uses that a lot, so anyone that uses them, I gotta play it. We'll be right back.
gonna have a good time tonight. I'm gonna go out to you. So you put on your favorite shoes, or you put on your favorite jeans, and you get into the mood. You pull up to the club. It's a long line, but you don't care because you can get up. Don't outside those doors. And you get that feeling all over again, and you get that chill up your spine because the DJ's playing your favorite song back to back. You're not out of yet.
Really pretty tune, Nate. Nice one, man. Last up, we've got the title track of the album, and that's gonna be I'm Happy, the original mix. This literally came out like a week ago, if that, 23rd of June. Really cool. You can tell this guy plays out with his own tracks. You know why? Because he has nice long tail-offs on his tunes, so it makes it really easy to mix in. Thank you very much. Because I'm live here mixing it as well. I'm mixing with you guys. Okay, we'll give it the bassline now. You know, I recognize this sample. This sample is from a track called Tail Whip by Men I Trust. It's an absolutely gorgeous track. I remember hearing this years ago. Thank you so much for putting this into a house tune. Sounds beautiful. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, Nakats. I'll be keeping a close eye on you this year. You said there's more music coming this year, and so I'm going to be keeping my eye on you. I'll keep in touch. I'm looking forward to what you put out, man. Seriously. Good to chat, and I'll see you soon. Just to finish up side A here, before we get into the main event, side B, my full hour-long mix, so don't go anywhere. We're going to do Yalla, the minimal dub by MHMD. On Voltaire Music. And this is more like an Afro-inspired minimal tune. Very stripped back, as dubs should be. Bit of history for you. The word dubs comes from Caribbean music, where they would have the normal track that they would produce, and then they would make a dub version for the club, which stripped back a lot of the elements, leaving the bass line and some of the drums. And that was the version that they used on the decks or in the clubs to make it sound, I don't know, a little bit more club-like, less commercial. So hearing a minimal dub is like, well, there's not much in minimal left, so. But listen to this. This is cool. Really cool. I used to love playing a lot of Latin Afro house, and the genre kind of died, unfortunately. You know, reggaeton and all that sort of stuff was really big probably like 4 years ago, and there was some really good Latin house stuff coming out, and unfortunately it's just it's gone away. So, but this brings me back a little bit. This is really cool. Another thing that was really cool was another throwback thing, which was I went to Full Circle MCR maybe a couple of weeks back, going backstage and meeting people like Flash Mob, Miguel Campbell, Lovebirds, Breach, you know, Ben Westbeach. And that was really cool for me because that was that era of house music that got me into DJing. That's 2013. You know, if you go on my website, 44missing.link, and go on the About Me, you'll know that that's the kind of music that really got me into doing all this. And so meeting those guys really cool, and going backstage and saying hello is really cool. And if you want to read up about my experience doing that, you should go to 44missing.link and go to the Full Circle MCR blog post. Alternatively, you can go to my Instagram as well. I'm 44_missinglink. And you can give me a follow there so you don't miss out on any of the musical stuff that I get up to. But now, Lo, let's just sit back and have a listen to this really wicked tune from MHMD. Really cool. Really cool. All right, so in about a minute, we're going to get stuck into side B, and I'll talk a little bit more on that when we get there. Until then, be good if you want to hit up some of those links. I'll put all those links in the podcast episode description, going to Nate Katz, the blog post on this episode, and also if you want to learn about what it's like to go backstage with some of those heavy hitters from the 2013 era, I'll put links to that blog post in the description as well. Thanks so much for joining me on Side A. That was a really fun one. Really fun one. Really cool. In about 40 seconds, I need you to take the tape, turn it over, and we'll get stuck straight into Side B. And if it's the first time you're on this podcast, you don't actually need to take a tape and turn it over. It's just something I say to make it sound like you're doing it. Okay, turn it over in 10 seconds. I'll be right back. Thank you very much for changing over. You're now into Side B, the main event, the thing you've been waiting for. This is my hour-long mix of some of the latest and greatest releases in minimal and deep tech this week. Actually, we're going to start out with some deep house. No, I kind of lied just then, but I had to play it. This is a fantastic tune. This is Use Your Words by Eric Sutter on World Soundtracks. Such a cool tune. But there's plenty more really cool stuff from Max Chapman. We've got things from Rosa, Santa Deep, Tapesh, Dennis Quinn's in here as well. So there's plenty of really cool artists that are just going to transport you to the next plane or something. So without further ado, enjoy this mix. Peace. Thank you.
Thank you. 1200 in my bass, my keyboards, and with my bitches singing with my hoes. I turn them motherfuckers on at night. I turn them bitches off at night. Into this to be traveling around the motherfucking world. I'm not into this to press to impress anybody. I'm into this for my own heart and soul. A lot of people, after work, you gotta go home, you take a bath. A lot of people go home, you fuck your wife. A lot of people go home, you cut your grass. I go home and I fuck that motherfucking NPC all fucking night. You understand? I probably release probably 10% of the stuff I actually do. Just because I go home and turn it on and fuck with it doesn't mean I'm making a track for the next EP. It's just something I like to touch and feel. It feels good to me. You know, a lot of people ask me, I'm married. How come you got all these women around you and all this? No. These are beautiful women that help me inspire myself. My bitches and my hoes and my NPCs. My SB-1200, my bass, my keyboard. Them are my bitches and them are my hoes. I turn them motherfuckers on at night. I turn them bitches off at night. The bitches go out there and make my motherfucking money. I send them bitches over there to take care of my business. That's why I'm here. They're my hoes.
Hold up. Hold up. Up. Thank you. type of
temptation.
Let me take it from here. Let's go. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I had a lot of fun making this mix. This last tune is crazy. I'm pretty sure this is Drunk Last Night by Taro on Deck 1264 Records. Yeah, had a lot of fun. As always, you know, I'm feeling really good this year, man. Coming back and doing season two. Really good. Feel really good about music right now. I just want to give a special thanks, I really should say Danke. Dankeschön. To all my German listeners. I know 30% of you are German. And you know how I know that? Because I get analytics on Apple Music and other things. So if you want to give me a follow, that'd be amazing. If any of you guys are listening on your favorite podcast app, because we're out on everywhere apart from Spotify, make sure to give it a follow. And that way you never miss on an episode. If you like more of this, the next thing you can do is go straight to the next episode, where I talk a lot about Jimster. Jimster is one of the guys that I really loved growing up when I was getting into house music, and he has just some epic tunes in Deep House. So if you like Jimster, go to there, and this is my favorite mix I ever made in Side B on that episode, in episode 3. Other than that, make sure to check me out at 404missing.link. That has blog posts covering stuff I can't cover here in the shows, about events I'm going to, as well as it has all my socials, which if you follow on there too, then you'll never miss out on a thing. I really appreciate you, and I'll let this song play out and let you get on with your day. Peace.